Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
See the Citroen C4 Cactus outside, by the way? Ah, sexy.
Yes.
Hi, Doctor. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm happy. Okay, happy.
Right. We're here down at Real Groovy Records, an assembled crowd. Today's instrument is the
Omnicord.
What is the Omnicord?
It's an Omnicord. It's a semi, sort of, it's an electronic auto harp, but it's so much more.
It's electronic as in you need batteries or power to make it work?
Yes, yep. Yes. It's kind of like a little synthesizer, but it has no keyboard. It has, well, maybe a little organ. So it has little buttons. Then you press the G major. It plays you a G major with a beat.
Chord or just the note?
Chords.
All right, yep.
So you can change your chords with your beats.
Hold on a second. Have a great day at school, Lorenzo.
Bye, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo started school today. Started the school this week. It's fifth day. He likes Motorhead and the Stooges.
Okay. So, and then instead of a keyboard, it has just a little strip. And that strip, you rub along it.
So just to recap, rubbing up and down the strip.
Yes. And like an auto harp, once you've got the chord locked in, you can't play any wrong notes because it only plays notes within that chord. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You've got a Casio keyboard that does that.
Yes. So these are omnicords. So they're sort of So they're sort of teardrop shaped, and you wear it on your lap. Although some radical people, you know, will strap it on like a guitar and play it.
Yeah, because they're musical adventurers. Yeah.
And so it's a kitsch, you know, almost a toy. Some people think it's a toy, but it's
a great toy. Look at the big names that we've got there.
I know. Bowie's used them.
David Bowie.
Yes. Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire.
Eurythmics. Human Theory. League. Sean Lennon. It's some people like it because it's tactile. It's got like that 8-bit sound, you know, that people like.
With that lineup of artists, it doesn't sound like a particularly brutal piece of equipment to. You got Human League, what was it?
Oh, okay. So they're not hard enough for you.
It's an omnicord.
But what's interesting is, so it's used a lot by, you know, you don't have to have any musical background to play it. It's impossible to play a wrong note. So it is good for kids.
It's a great starter instrument.
Kids choirs, absolutely. Special needs kids use it. But then top musos, like, it's just like a guitar in that you can play it anywhere and you can have it on tour, you can compose, you can jam with one person.
With an omnicord.
Omnicord.
So let's play, we're going to play first Brian Eno.
Okay,
very
is that not
well
big
known.
Enough name for you?
That's a very well known
okay,
name.
Okay, all right.
Here we go. So is it the dun, 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 dun?
And the chords. It's brutal if you turn the speed up.
It's like being drizzled in orchids, isn't it?
Someone described it as harpy bloops.
So I find bloops quite brutal.
Depends what time of day.
Yeah. Depends how many you take.
It's sort of chimey, but it is that 8-bit sound. You know how that's kind of coveted now, that sort of 80s.
Yeah. It's oddly soothing.
But so that's why people want to play with it, because you can do such weird things with it, and
it's
beats.
Like where you imagine a retired unicorn would have running through its head.
You know, that was my thought exactly.
You know, like sort of
that
once all the magic was done and all the unicorning was out the way and just was...
You just jamming your omnicord.
Just out there foraging in the field of dreams or whatever it is that the unicorn does.
I really want one.
Or an omnicord?
An omnicord.
How much what are we expected to pay for an omnicord on the market nowadays?
A couple hundred bucks. $350 on eBay.
We've got a rambling minstrel with a guitar strapped to his back who just... and a pair of great shoes, by the way, my friend. Made of blue tack. And
so now the old omnicord are called the OM27s, and they kind of, you know, went out of style, but they've made new ones now that are called the Q-chord, but some people still covet the old ones.
So your Q cord would be the one, the 350, I guess, that these guys are saying?
They might be more, I think, because they're newer and they have MIDI, you know, and that, well, you want your MIDI.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people covet the old ones because they sound of their time.
Right, so should we have a listen to someone else's Omnicord?
Okay, let's listen to Vic Chestnut. I hadn't heard of him before, very sad story. Passed away, suicide, because he didn't have enough money for his health care. Yeah, I told you, sad.
The song's called Very Friendly Lighthouses, though. I'd assume that most lighthouses weren't friendly because they're telling you to go away, aren't they?
I hope that you are through and...
It's like having a couple of strummers in the background who you can rely on.
Bling, bling.
You proved what you were proving.
Is that it?
And it was sort of soothing to see. I couldn't say that it was new to me.
I'm not hearing it yet.
Just give it a moment.
I venture not a purer thing you'd ever really want to even see.
Must be now, surely.
I'm not hearing it. It's a lovely song, though. Maybe there was two versions. You know, right?
Let's shut down, Vic.
Maybe there was two versions of the song.
Tragic story that it is.
God, we're terrible.
Good one, Doc.
Oh, my God.
But let's move straight to Grizzly Bear. It's getting a bit tougher. Sounds like a sloppy ukulele.
Okay. With a lot more notes, a lot more notes.
Yeah, and they're all in tune. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you can hear the auto harp, right?
Yeah.
It's like a long strum. Oh, yeah, it's getting
there
nice.
It is, yeah.
It's like a haunted circus.
And all circuses haunted.
Hello, Dave. I'm fading away.
So it is a one-man band kind of instrument, you know, like if you're a solo artist, you could have, because you got your beat, you got your chords.
Yeah. Great for composing, great for a certain vibe,
yes.
Great for a certain softness.
Great for singing around, just party time,
yeah.
Like a guitar. Yeah, I really want one.
All right, are they hard to find? eBay was the word.
Well, that's for the old ones. The new ones, the Q cord.
Yeah.
That you should be able to order and get from anyone.
Yeah?
Yeah. Japanese, right. Suzuki.
Well, hot damn.
Peaceful. I like your retired unicorn. I'm going to go with that.
Retired unicorn.
Yeah. Now, what did I say? I said something inappropriate. It's nice.
It's lovely. It's very pleasant. All right, so the Omnicord is...
$350 on eBay.
$350 on eBay.
Sponsored today.
You take a photo of that donut, young lady. You are, aren't you?
She's Instagramming the donuts. Oh, good.
That's the spirit. Got a listener here's come to Real Groovy Records.
Well, because the Omnicord's probably put them all back to sleep.
No. Picked up the best donut of the bunch, by the way. Now she's sending a photo of it to gloat to her friends and say, come on down. We've still got Being Play Live. Dr. Kirsten Zemke, thank you very much. That is the Omnicord.
Thank you, all right.
Okay. I'm kind of impressed with that. I'd like to have a fiddle with one
yes,
turns up.
Yes, they're fun for fiddling.
And next week?
Next week, I haven't decided.
Okay, well, guess what? We'll find out then.
I might do something scary for Halloween. Okay.
Halloween. Okay, right.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the ride? That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.